Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Hello.
Our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope your Monday is treating you good. We're going to kick things off with our good friend, Brittany, and talk a little Mother Nature. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning. It's eclipse day.
It is eclipse day. Yes. We're going to be talking about that a little bit later. We've got some songs that you can listen to that are eclipse songs a little bit later. Brittany. Yeah. Going to have some fun with that one.
Send me that playlist, please.
Yes. You got it. Right away. I'll send it.
Okay, good. Yeah, because I skipped town. I went down to Illinois. I know that the path of totality was down here. And I was like, I'm going to check it out. I'm going.
All right.
I'm not in Wisconsin with you guys at the moment, but I do have good news for Wisconsin. We are going to see a little bit of sunshine throughout the afternoon. It is possible.
Yeah,
I know a lot of people are showing mostly cloudy skies, but I do see some clearing taking place right around 1 to 2 or so. So I'm really hoping that materializes, because our peak maximum is going to be at 206 in Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay.
So
very cool.
My fingers are crossed that there could be some clouds out there. If you need to, if you are dedicated like I am, head south. If you go to Madison, Milwaukee, you'll see a bigger percentage and also clearer skies. So just a heads up for you guys.
I am beyond jealous of you, Brittany. and it's not really fair either. I don't like to throw this around or anything, but me and the moon go back. As a little kid, we moved around a lot, and the only thing that I ever saw all the time was the moon. So I used to tell my parents that was my best friend. And we haven't talked as much over recent years, but I feel like I should have like a good seat to this house. You actually went on location. You're doing this. I cannot wait to talk to you tomorrow and hear how this went.
Yes, I know. I'm so excited. I have never seen a total eclipse in its glory, because the one a few years ago, I was up in Minnesota and I was stuck under complete cloud cover.
Aww.
This is going to be the first experience for me. I'm like a little kid at Christmas.
That's awesome. I can hear it in your voice. That's so cool. That's great. Safe travels today. We're looking forward to catching up with you tomorrow and hearing how it went.
Yes, thank you. Have a great day, everybody.
You too, Brittany. You too. Best in the business right there for Brittany Merlot. She joins us every morning. Looking forward to hearing how that went tomorrow.
I love meteorologists and how excited they get about things like this.
Yes.
So it's fun. I love it.
We're going to be talking a little weather with an eclipsing with a little bit later. We've got some good stuff there. We actually got quite a few topics on the eclipse today, so we're going to be getting into a lot of that. Covering how many of us want to see it, how many people want to see it, and that. And we've got some other stats with it. We're also going to get into are teenagers responsible enough to babysit these days?
Ooh.
We'll discuss. That's none of us being
question.
Teenagers.
Yeah, so right. That's, you know, right.
That seems
we were teenagers.
Yeah. That was a long time ago.
We know some teenagers.
We do. I know one very, very well.
of course, have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in a little bit for you. We're looking forward to that. Top of the 9 o'clock hour. It's a Monday. You know what that means. It's a kitchen open segment.
Woo!
That's right.
Looking forward to that. That is going to be a good one and a lot of fun today. And exciting, too, because we're going to also get into in the 9 o'clock hours. We were just telling Brittany. I've got 12 solar eclipse movies for you. And
cool.
I've got eclipse songs to celebrate the eclipse.
Nice.
So we'll get into all that.
I did not do that for Seth Faces the Music.
So,
this is all be new for me, too. So
we've got That Ain't Right story, a real doozy of a That Ain't Right story, too. And some good stories of the day lined up for you. We're also going to talk about some local events. We've even got a local eclipse event coming up.
We do.
Today that we want to tell you about. All that coming up. How was everybody's weekend, Melissa? How was yours?
Oh, pretty good. I ended up working for a bit of the weekend, but other than that, just kind of relaxing, house stuff, you know.
Oh, laundry. Yeah.
My favorite.
You still feeling kind of like you're getting back into the swing of things after the break and everything?
There is no swing. What are you talking about?
Look, Kevin asked me to say that. I just thought that it would, you know, just trying to help
him
out.
And I
How is Kevin doing? That's the big question. No.
About his phone time. Allowed to be on the phone. I don't know why he's calling you.
Seriously, Kevin.
I I don't have a lot of friends. and neither does Kevin.
The moon and Kevin.
It works. It works. I'm happy to hear you got some rest in there, and good on you for a good weekend. How was yours, Seth?
It was actually at home. We did, like Melissa, a lot of house stuff.
Yeah.
Including the boys, which, you know, so a lot of kicking and screaming going on. But but it got done, so that was important. We needed to do a little spring cleaning in the house, and that was nice. So, but other than that, no, it was a quiet one because they had a lot of busy weekends coming up, I realized. So, yeah, let's get it in while we can.
When you can, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you see that stuff coming ahead.
Yeah.
My last, like the first week or two of November, I always try to make sure I have something fun lined up that weekend because, you know, at the end of the month, as soon as I would say after Halloween, really, and especially the way we've been celebrating Halloween. But as soon as Halloween, you hit November, you know, the gauntlet
has started, right?
Yep. Holidays, and your weekends are no longer yours. You will not have a free moment on the weekend.
That's true.
So I try to get stuff on. I love those weekends, too. Mm-hmm. There's a lot to be said for getting out there, doing stuff, having activities. Activities and everything. I like being busy, but when you have a weekend like that,
yeah,
because especially you don't know, like, you have plans coming up in the next couple of weekends that sound busy, I'm sure, and not just you, but others out there.
Absolutely.
And then there's the chaos of what we don't know, what we don't plan.
Exactly. Just happen. What's going to happen, right?
And just you know, whatever. No, I had a busy weekend. Got to head up to Point to see my daughter, and not only I got to take her to an appointment, which sounds silly, I know, but it felt really good. To be able to do that.
Yeah.
It felt important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Also got in some great work with her on the podcast. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Nice.
It was a good weekend, positive weekend. And as much as I love my kids, and I don't know if there are many things in this world I love more than being around my kids, I came across something this weekend that I have to spread the word about.
Okay.
And it may have been a game changer, people.
Oh.
I came across the dog cam. It is a YouTube channel.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Exploring different locations with my four-legged friend Bruno. It is hiking videos, basically, all from the perspective of the dog.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at that.
They have a camera positioned on the dog's back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that when it's running, you're running with the dog, and its ears are flopping all over the place
because
Bruno
gosh.
Is an awesome, expressive dog.
Yeah.
And I wish I was kidding you guys. I've watched like at least an hour worth of this footage so far, in total, not all at once. But there's something about if you watch any of it, and again, it's on YouTube, thedogcam.com. You can find it right there if you type it into the search bar. There's something about like you're running along with the dog, and it's it's going, and it's at its pace, and it's slow sometimes, and it keeps going. But when it's running and it turns its head to look at something. For some reason, I feel like I'm that dog. Like I'm truly in the feet of the paws.
Yeah,
it's such a cool little video. I encourage people to check it out if you are a dog friend.
That is
like
very
animals.
Cool.
I tried to. This is another thing that Kevin and I were talking about, Melissa, and he was not as in which I, it took me a minute. Took me a minute to realize why he might not be into it. But
The cat cam. I don't know. That's.
He probably would like the dog cam more than the cat cam, though, because he's kind of anti-cat.
Yeah. I was talking to him about this, and he's like, I'm not wearing that on my back. You are never, and not only that, but Kevin was convinced that you'll never convince any cat to wear a camera on its back. That ain't happening.
That might be. They'll just sit down and lay forever. You know, they won't get up again.
When I was trying to harness train him, which we have since given up on for the moment, we might try again. But no, every time you get it on him, and then his back was broken.
He
couldn't move.
Yep.
His back was bent, and he walked around like, I don't know, he was in molasses. It was
That's awesome.
Rather comical, but also I felt like I was being mean.
Yeah,
he was like, I hate this. Hate you. I hate life.
Cats are the best actors.
Now.
Cats are the best animal
the best.
Actors.
They are. They're fabulous actors.
People don't realize, too, how good cats, because cats, they have this attitude and they have a way of carrying themselves that we don't think about this, but cats are maybe the best at making you feel guilty.
Oh, absolutely.
They really
so
are.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And eventually he just got to the point where he wouldn't even move. Get it on him and then he just
the
lay down.
The weight is like, too heavy.
If I don't move, I don't notice it.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to sit here, right here. I'm not going to go anywhere. I don't care if I'm in your way. Whatever.
It was nice of Kevin to give you the experience of a 5-year-old when they won't leave the store and they just play. They just go numb. They go dead. They go limp. And you got to drag them. You got to... So
pretty much.
So Thomas.
Oh man.
I think you just throw him in a wheelbarrow. You get moving. We're gonna get moving. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Adversity Club coming right up here on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. Go visit them. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good morning from all of us here at WFHR. Wonderful people over there. Go check that out, everybody.
And delicious food.
Oh, yeah.
And get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff at civicmedia.us. You can reach any of our staff that way. You can also, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Go ahead and hit us up right now if you'd like. And you can call up.
Yeah. 715-424-2600.
Join the conversation, everybody. We'd love to hear from you. Get us those names because we grab a different qualifier every day. And at the beginning of every month, we grab ourselves a winner of pulling a name out of the hat. And the recipient winner of the month receives two $20 gift certificates from our friends at over at El Cafe.
Yay.
Big shout out to them. Thank you to them for that. Mm-hmm. Let's go ahead and get into the celebrating. We've got four possible qualifiers today. Seth, give me a 1 through 4.
Two.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. We can get right into it here and give wishing up. First off, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Ty Stellman.
Happy birthday, Ty.
Happy birthday.
Ty is a local musician, contractor, worked in a lot of different fields in this area, but one of the more talented human beings I have been around. And just incredibly, like one of those guys just walks up, doesn't seem like it, walks up to a piano and just with effortlessly starts playing it like crazy. I watched him one night do this with a pair of drums, a guitar, I think. Just a really, really good artist.
Wow.
And a great family friend. He's been a friend of my sister's for a very long time and a friend of our family. For a long time. We wish the Ty and his family, the Stellmans, a good birthday.
Yeah.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Want to wish happy birthday to Joe Casper, former music programmer over on WIRI.
Happy birthday, Joe.
Yeah. Happy birthday, Joe.
Wishing you a good day, sir. Mm-hmm. Hope you have a good one. And we want to wish Lori Steckbauer a good happy birthday. Lori is a former co-worker with us, receptionist and clerk over here.
Oh,
happy birthday, Lori.
Yeah, we got a lot of former people
here. Former people here, yeah, I like it.
And we wish a happy anniversary to our qualifiers celebrating their 24th. Oh, that's good. Ooh. Randy and Vicky Belko.
Oh, happy anniversary.
Randy and Vicky, happy anniversary.
Wishing you guys a great, great anniversary. Mm-hmm. Hope it's a good one. It makes my romantic heart sing. We love these. keep getting them to us, everybody. And Randy and Vicky sounds great together.
It does.
I don't know. It sounds really good together. Mm-hmm. Wishing you guys a good one. Hope you have a great anniversary and you're qualifiers for it today.
Yes.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list real quick. Let's see here. I'm sorry. I don't know who this is, but I got a Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf,
which I thought it was Meatloaf for a second there. I'm like, no way, Meatloaf's gone. He can't be 33. Happy 33rd to Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf. However you say that. Wow. Rappers are running out of names.
38.
Her 2014 single.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
2015 follow-up, back up.
happy birthday to King Felix, 38 years old for Felix Hernandez, former Seattle Mariners pitcher, won the Cy Young Award in 2010, pitched perfect game in 2012, signed a huge contract, and I don't know what happened after that.
He got hurt.
I mean, I really thought, I don't know that he'd be pitching right now, but I thought that he'd have an incredible long career, like one of those guys.
Yeah, me too. Mm. He was so consistent for so long. Man, he was great.
Mm-hmm. But now he's coaching a 14 and under travel team.
Oh,
that's good.
Good for him.
Yeah. He was a fun pitcher.
He was fun.
It's interesting to see over the years, there's always these good Mariners, but not always good teams. And now they got a good team and maybe one of the best top three players in baseball, probably. Yeah. Top five, at least.
You got
to
say that.
Let's see here. Ezra Koehn is 40, Vampire Weekend lead singer.
Oh, I like them. They're good. Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Taylor Kish is 43. Tim Riggins on Friday Night Lights. Gambit in the Wolverine X-Men movies. Mark Wahlberg's SEAL partner and lone survivor. And in the Waco miniseries as well. Ooh, I believe he was on the second season of True Detective, too, I think.
Oh, wow.
the great Katie Sackhoff is 44. Mm-hmm. Bo-Katan on Mandalorian.
Yeah, she's great.
Starbuck on Battlestar Galactica. She was the deputy on Longmire. Good actor.
She's very good. She's very cool. Yeah.
She is awesome.
She's one of those ones, I actually looked into this and everything, because I couldn't understand why she doesn't work more. Like, why is she not getting cast more and everything? Because you don't want to. she really has a steady career, mm-hmm. and she's able to really kind of pick projects
whatever
a little bit
wants
more,
to do,
what
yeah.
she wants and everything.
Well, she was in one of those rare instances where she was the voice of Bo-Katan on the Clone Wars animated show, and then they must have designed the character after her,
yeah.
because then she became live-action Bo-Katan, and she looks just like her. So that must have had something to do with it.
This also helps when you have consistency mm-hmm. behind the scenes. You have a Dave Filoni in charge of most of all of yep. this stuff. He can see those things from his perspective. Yep. John Favreau, very similar. This is why you put good people in charge of things like James Gunn over at DC and that mm-hmm. kind of, you know, as far as we can tell.
Yes.
It helps. It mm-hmm. goes a long way. And I think that not only that, but so the fans of an animated show, maybe they wouldn't have watched the real
Mandalorian,
but maybe they will now because of those things.
You know? Smart casting. Yeah.
Yeah, really smart. The great Patricia Arquette is 56 today.
Oh.
Avery on CSI Cyber, Allison on Medium, Oscar winner from Star of the Boyhood. Great actress.
Yep.
Great actress.
David Lynch's film Lost Highway.
God.
She's very good in that Jeez. Movie.
I almost forgot about
yeah.
She was in Holes, too.
Oh, that's
yeah,
right.
She was really
I'd forgotten about that.
Man, that was a sneaky good movie. That yes. really was. But I only watched it because my sister wanted me to, and I'm so glad she made me watch that because that was a really good movie. Let's see here. I think maybe the last time John Voight really acted. Like, I know he's done things since then,
yeah.
but it's kind of the last time since he really actually acted.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Patricia Arquette is great, but, oh, man, Robin Wright is 58 today.
Oh.
Jenny in Forrest Gump, Claire Underwood on House of Cards, but, of course,
Princess
many of us
Buttercup.
Love
yes.
her as Princess Buttercup.
Yeah. That was her debut role, too, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, yeah.
That was
as
really cool.
You were.
Oh, my sweet Wesley.
such a great performance. Mm-hmm. I can't picture anybody in the roles that she has played. But her two most iconic roles,
yep.
that one right there and Jenny and Forrest Gump, I cannot picture any. It's not to say that there aren't good actors out there
no.
or anything. And it's not even to say nothing against her, but this, you know, she is the upper echelon or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she has got such a style and a delivery and a way mm-hmm. of doing things that once she does something, I feel like she makes it hers.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a good, solid actor. Good one.
Yeah.
Julian Lennon is 61 today.
Oh, all right.
Much too late for goodbyes. Really his only real hit, but mm-hmm. Only as a singer. As Seth has kind of talked about over the years with us and everything, he's really gone behind the scenes and done a
very
really
good producer, yes.
Really mm-hmm. in-tune
and
producer. Oh, and a photographer.
Oh, I didn't know
that's
that.
Right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Author, philanthropist.
Wow.
Yeah. Izzy Stradlin is 62, former Guns N' Roses guitarist. let's see here. Richard Hatch is 63, winner of the original Survivor.
Oh my gosh.
Pay your taxes, people. Pay your taxes.
Poster boy for not paying your taxes.
Yeah, really,
yeah.
It really is. Like, I don't understand why anybody doesn't pay their taxes. I mean, they got Capone, they'll get you. but especially when you're famous.
Right.
None of us are billionaires, so we have to pay our taxes.
Yes, mm-hmm. yeah. We're not a corporation and we're not billionaires, so we,
no.
of course. Yeah.
So they'll go after us if you don't.
Right,
right.
But what do you, I mean, the people that don't pay, I don't get it. John Schneider is 64, original Bo Duke. And
oh,
he
yeah.
was Jonathan Kent on Smallville. And he was,
I had forgotten about that.
And I did not know this until recently, to be honest with everybody. I, you know, being on the Sunrise Show and doing a little bit more of learning a little bit more about country music and everything, he's a big country star.
Yeah.
He's a big country star. Yeah, it's a big country singer and all that.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Really?
No,
oh, I got
didn't.
One on you. I
you
got
did. You got
you.
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Nice career. Nice career
Very
as a country
cool.
singer. Went into acting, got cast as Bo Duke, and mm-hmm. the rest is kind of.
Kind of history from there, yeah.
Let's see here. Shecky Green is 98.
Oh, Shecky Green is
takes so long.
Shaggy Green is still going,
oh,
everybody.
Oh, my gosh.
The comedian's comedian. You might remember mm-hmm. him from Splash or The History of the World Part 1.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
that's God. Where I know him from.
And one of the things I like about Shaggy Green, even if you've never seen this person before, what you're imagining in your head is dead on. You yeah. are right.
It's what he looked like.
It's what he looked like, man. He looked like Shaggy Green.
Yeah.
He's a good one. He's a good one. He is a good one.
Are there any pictures of him without his mouth open?
No.
There
no,
may not be.
Probably not. Probably not. No. Some people no longer with us. Biz Markie, born in this day in 1964, hip-hop legend, just a friend. So many good hits. So many good hits over the years.
The Biz Markie.
Where so many people were trying to do this with rap, trying to do this with hip-hop, doing this. Biz Markie came out and said, I'm going to do me. I'm just going to be me. And it actually was a turning point in rap where it was his songs like You Got a Friend, and that was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is a musical format similar to punk or similar to what, other forms that I can be myself in.
Mm-hmm.
And not a lot of rappers did that and still to this day do that.
Right.
But I think that the younger rappers are getting much, much better at, I'm not going to worry about the gold chains. I'm not going to worry about the Lexus. I'm not going to rap bad about women every 5 seconds or anything. I'm just going to be me and kind mm-hmm. of be organically see what that take where that takes me.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that starts with a Biz Markie.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Ford, born on this day in 1918, former first lady, founder of the clinic mm-hmm. named after her, of course.
Mm-hmm.
John Havlicek, born on this day in 1940, Boston Celtic legend. And you cannot talk to a Bostonian and have them not try to convince you that John Havlicek was the greatest player they ever saw. And forget about the fact they had Bill Russell sitting right there.
Yeah, right. No.
And Havlicek, a great player. Great player.
He was very good, but, yes.
Yeah. Jim Catfish Hunter, born on this day in 1946. One of two baseball Hall of Famers to pass away from Lou Gehrig's disease, of course.
Mm-hmm.
He had a pretty – was he the one that had – I mean, a lot of these guys had played on multiple
mm-hmm.
teams.
Mm-hmm.
But Gaylord – no, I'm thinking of Gaylord Perry. Gaylord Perry was the one that came out for the old-timers game, and he had, like, the logos of, like, all the teams he played for.
Yeah,
there was,
that's
like, 18
right.
logos on his shirt.
If I remember, Catfish Hunter basically played for two teams, the A's and the Yankees, throughout his career. Yeah, he was one of the first big free agent signings in the 70s. That's one of his claims to fame. And then, of course, he won a couple of World Series. He won a lot of World Series. You know that?
I know.
He won three with Oakland and then a couple with the Yankees. So
nice. Save some for the rest.
Yeah.
The Brewers.
Oh, that's right. He did play for the Brewers.
Oh,
shame on me for not remembering that. Yeah.
That was at the end of his career. But anyway, yes.
And we wrap up with Buddha. Buddha born in this day.
Oh,
well,
wow.
Well, one version.
as far as we know.
Born in 563 BC, passed away in 483 BC. We all remember that.
Yeah.
Legend has it that he could walk and talk at birth, and he founded mm-hmm. one of the world's most major religions mm-hmm. and achieved enlightenment.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly some whatever your feelings faith wise go or anything like that. I think no matter regardless of that whether you have faith or don't, there's a lot you can take from Buddha and mm-hmm. A lot of quotes you can take from that.
Right.
And I think there's a lot to be said for the idea of Zen. And trying to achieve it. I am no holistic major or anything, but I've learned a lot of it over the years. And to mm-hmm. be honest, I've dated a lot of people that have done a lot of these things. So you pick up a thing or two. And,
sure.
and one of the main things I think that you can take from the teachings of Buddha and really just in general is so many of the life lessons that have nothing to do with faith or religion mm-hmm. or anything. It's just about trying to be a good human being.
Yep.
Try to fill your cup. Different things like that.
Yep.
There's a lot of good readings there.
Plus, there's his likeness is everywhere.
Yeah.
You can see Buddha everywhere.
Everything in life is impermanent and always changing.
Mm. Yeah.
One of the universal truths.
Yes. There you go.
Yes.
Of Buddhism.
As I mentioned before, a strong Jewish woman who loves her faith and everything, but Buddhism is something that she has always spoken to her too, and she taught all of us religions growing up, of all the religions, mm-hmm. and one of them was this, and it was the one that my sister and I really leaned towards, is Buddhism.
Mm-hmm.
And she taught us a lot about this. My mom had, since she was a teenager, she had a Buddha. I'll never forget this thing. It was an old 70s Buddha, had a little jewel in its belly button, mm-hmm. and it just sat there in the Buddhist pose. She had this thing forever, and I used to put G.I. Joe guys on it and things and stuff, and I get yelled at because it's a sacred piece and don't mess with it. It's a rainy day. My friend Craig and I are stuck indoors, and we're just bored, and Craig, like, pushes the Buddha at me, and I push it back at him, and because it's a Buddha and he's big and round, it rolled a little bit.
Oh, boy.
And so we're pushing this thing back and forth between us, and the foot breaks off. The foot breaks off, man. Oops. And it's bad enough when you break something in the house, but when you break a Buddha, like, I don't know if I'll ever have good luck again. I don't know.
Say, this explains a lot, James.
It does, doesn't say, it?
And this, thus, his belief in karma was born.
Yes, yes.
This is where it came from.
Is every bad thing that happens to me, and I think of that foot in my head. I think of that.
James, don't roll around the Buddha.
Yeah. Don't do that, people. If you needed to know that, now you do.
That's what balls are for.
Yes. We are going to go ahead and encourage you to head out over to El Cafe, visit our friends over there. They've got some great things going on. Wishing you, wish them a good morning over at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Got some news coming up and plenty more. We're going to talk eclipses when we get back on the morning show at WFHR. Ladies up in here tonight. No fighting. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Good things on the way. I want to talk about the eclipse with you guys and not talk about local commercials and hometown commercials like I really want to talk about. No, we got a subject. I'm going to stay on point. Not get distracted. It's Clarence. The mall furniture ads were classics. We have to do a segment where we just have the audience call up and let us know all your favorite local commercials over the years.
Oh, man. I bet you we still have some of those somewhere. I could probably dig those up. But
Rosa's Fashions at Large. Fashion's going to move you. Oh, so many good ones.
Love it.
Eclipse, though. It's an eclipse day. Everybody's talking about it. Every morning show is talking about it. Let's be like them. The shadow of today's eclipse crosses into South Texas at 1:27 p.m. Central Time. Our good friend Brittany was letting us know about that. Mm-hmm. And ends in Maine about an hour later, around 3:35. The biggest storyline this weekend was cloud cover, and would the whole thing be a bust? And here are some other eclipse-related stuff we've been tracking. A poll found half of Americans watched the last total eclipse in 2017. Almost everybody but Brittany. She
Not
tried.
Her fault.
She
did try. She did try.
Most of the country will need to wait until 2045 for the next one. Ooh. Alaska will get one in 2033. Also, Montana and North Dakota in 2044.
All right.
The path of totality is crossing over a few cities and towns with perfect names. First off, is that the proper way to put this, the path of totality? Does anybody hear that and think of something fun for us all to look at and watch?
That sounds a little ominous, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But the path of totality.
There's actually interesting history of why they call it that, though, too. Most of the country will need to wait until 20... Oh, I'm sorry. The path of totality crosses over a few cities and towns with perfect names. Shadowland, Texas. Moon, Oklahoma. Corona, Missouri.
Nice.
And Sun Valley, Ohio. Moon Beach, New York, and Eclipse Island in Canada.
All right.
And
love it.
That was named after the explorer saw an eclipse there in 1766.
Oh, wow. Well, makes sense to name it that then, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A handful of people will get to brag about seeing the eclipse from 30,000 feet. Delta scheduled a flight from Austin to Detroit that aligns with the path of totality. The last few seats sold for more than $1,100 one way.
Oh, my.
Just one way.
Seriously? Wow.
Didn't the last flight that they tried to do something like this fail completely?
Yeah. I don't remember.
Was it like, it was New Year's?
Yeah, it was New Year's.
They could party here and then travel and part, and they were late. So, good luck, Delta.
Fail.
I hope it works out.
Everything about that trip was wrong.
Yeah.
They got everything wrong on that trip.
For the people that bought tickets on this one, I hope it pans out.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, absolutely. Because, yeah. Now, it sounds really cool in theory, but there's no way, I mean, for one, that I'd pay that, but that I would think that this would actually work. Like, when's the last time your flight leaves at 12:45 and you're actually in the air at 12:45?
I'm telling you.
And that, I'm not even picking on the flights or anything. I get
just
it.
Just in general, yeah.
I get it. I've never, since the first flight I've ever taken, I've never looked at that time and thought that that was anything but a ballpark idea.
We're leaving right exactly at this time.
I grew up around O'Hare, too, though, so maybe it's partially that. Yeah, I don't know, but... Do you need to do anything to protect your pets from an eclipse? Unless your dog normally likes staring directly into the sun, you're probably okay. But that is something to keep it. You know, okay. A lot of people have been wondering. Mm-hmm. There's been a lot of talk about cell phones too. Is this going to affect our cell phone use and everything? God forbid you're not able to use your cell phone for a couple of minutes. Oh God, what will we do?
It's an eclipse, not a sunspot. It's a difference.
We should be fair about this and let some people out there know. Younger people that don't know this. We did live without cell phones for a while. It's
right,
really interesting.
Like hundreds of years.
Thousands, millions.
It's crazy, you know?
Oh, yes.
I forgot all about this, but yeah, it turns out, you know, that we actually did okay for quite some time without a cell phone. So yeah, it should be okay. That said, NASA is running a big study today to look at how animals react to the eclipse. Ooh. As the temperature drops and it gets darker, birds and other wildlife tend to act funny because they think it's nighttime.
Mm. Something get all confused. Yeah,
throws them off.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't understand why they don't just spread the word and let everybody know that an eclipse is coming. I mean, come on, you know, it seems pretty explanatory. Don't they have newspapers? Don't they have social media? Yeah, yeah. Come on.
No, their name was their Twitter was taken away.
Yeah,
from them.
Yeah. They
were ready to launch it, and then this, you know, they came and took that away. So they didn't know what to call it. So that was the problem.
Yes, it's a real problem. So this seems a little silly, but it's not. Could the eclipse disrupt cell service?
Okay.
The eclipse itself, but an influx of tourists along the path of totality could overwhelm cell towers in some spots.
Yes. Can we remind people really quick here? Cell phones do not operate by satellite.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not by satellite, people.
Yeah.
They're by towers.
Unless you have a satellite phone.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. But that's specific. That's a specific mm-hmm. kind of phone. Normal mm-hmm. cell is cell towers with fiber optic cable. Okay. Nothing to do with satellites.
Nothing.
Nothing to do with the sun. No. Okay. So let's calm down, everybody. Let's just calm down.
all those tourists are also why we've seen so many emergency calls, emergency alerts about the eclipse over the past month. A lot of small towns along the path aren't used to having so many people around.
That makes sense.
Some schools around the country canceled class today, partly because they didn't want to be responsible for the kids staring at the eclipse and hurting their eyes. there is actually some truth in that, and that is really,
I suppose, yeah.
That's really sad on us as a society.
Yeah,
not
it
that.
Really is.
That's not on them. I don't blame them for trying to cover their bases. I mean, it's tough, but they have to worry about that.
I suppose.
Conspiracy fools have been telling people to just stare at the eclipse with no eye protection because, of course, they have. Not sure who needs to hear this, but don't do that.
Seriously? No,
don't do it.
Don't do it.
The rise of these things, like, it is only getting worse. And it's getting more. And when I say worse, I don't mean just that they're getting worse. I mean the actual conspiracy thoughts. Like, back in the day, like, conspiracies never made sense, but they had, like, the tiniest bit of logic to them. So they had somewhere to start. They had a starting point, you know? Mm-hmm. Now, you really can be just, it's now just Mad Libs.
Just make it.
Conspiracy theories are just Mad Libs now. That's all it's done. These people that just sit back, because that's the other thing, too, that I don't think people understand about conspiracies. They usually start somewhere, and they start with somebody who is not looking out for you, who just likes to start fires.
Mm.
We all know people. They like to say something in a room and then just sit back and watch as everybody like fights over it or something like that. Or the Tucker Carlsons, if you will. The people who don't have a backbone, so they can't own things. So they just go, oh, I'm not saying it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Asking questions.
Yeah. These people, all they're doing is just trying to start fires. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to like get you to know some government secret or blah, blah, blah or anything like that. I mean, our government has a hard time passing a bill.
How do you really think the government's got like all these conspiracies and all these different things going on? Really, really.
Like a lot of credit.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Like, I'm so glad that you think that much of our government that they could pull off things that we're never going to figure out.
Well, you know, I actually have a conspiracy, and it's based on what you just said, James. You're getting very close to the truth there. It's just one guy. And he has like a pre-made sheet, and he just fills it, like you said, Mad Libs, and he fills it up, and it's me. I am that guy. So I'm admitting. Geez.
Breaking news.
I probably shouldn't have said that.
Never saw that coming.
I get a random thing from someone. It's you.
I never saw that coming. That's really interesting. I think a lot of people have heard the quote before. You put 10 monkeys in a room on a typewriter and then type out Shakespeare.
Right.
That's where the conspiracies actually come from. That's where that phrase actually came from.
Monkeys that do it.
It's just this guy sitting there smoking cigarettes all day. Hey, you got a new one? All right. You monkeys, you're pretty crazy.
Blaming the monkeys for stuff, you guys. It's not their fault.
How does he make money on it? I want to know.
That's very curious. I'm very curious how he makes money. NASA felt the need to debunk a myth that you can't eat during an eclipse. My God, what are we doing? The idea is it somehow poisons food.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the same sun.
Same moon. I don't know. It's not true, everybody. It's not true. In other food news, a few restaurant chains have deals today. Burger King has a buy one, get one Whopper. Chili's has a free appetizer deal. And Pizza Hut has a $12 pizza deal called the Total Eclipse of the Hut.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's not bad. It's not bad. That one. And a fun fact for you. There are good and bad colors to wear during an eclipse.
Oh.
Red and green stand out in low light, low lighting, and look best in photos. Black, white, and gray and brown are the worst colors to wear if you're taking photos and all that stuff.
That's interesting.
That's kind of like that. I thought that was just a joke, but it does actually sound like there's some thought behind that. Yeah. Okay, that is interesting.
There's science behind that.
Science!
We'll take a break and we'll come back and talk about how many of us are actually care about the eclipse.
Oh, okay.
We'll get into that. And also touch on a little bit about the dangers of during the actual dangers the during actual an eclipse. Not conspiracy
mostly
stuff.
To our eyeballs.
Yes,
yeah, exactly.
Yes. Get into a little of that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everyone. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. This is not what I thought this was. I miss this. It's a good
great
song.
Tune.
Great song. Seth likes to, as much as he is one of the better friends you can have, he also likes to, as a good friend, mess with me sometimes. So some of the bumpers are, I know, it's shocking.
Yeah.
So sometimes he'll put a bumper in there of something that he knows I don't necessarily like, but I'll play it because it's not about me, it's about the listeners.
Right.
So I thought for sure, when I look at It's My Life, it was the Bon Jovi song,
Life.
And I've never clicked on it because it's a Bon Jovi song. And I just, I'll finally click on it. It wasn't even the song I thought it was.
This is the good Talk Talk version. That's an excellent song. Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Underrated band.
Oh, absolutely.
Underrated band. Let's get into the eclipse a little bit more, everybody. Many people travel across the country for a chance to see the total eclipse. Brittany was telling us this morning. I'm really actually jealous of her about that. I don't know how much I can stress this. I really am. And more power to her. I'm looking forward to hearing how it went. It's a rare event that won't happen again for 20 years, but other people couldn't care less. A poll asked more than 35,000 people. Pretty nice number.
Wow.
If they were hoping to see the total eclipse. And 26% of people said yes, they have made plans to witness it. Another 27% said that they will probably catch it, but don't have any specific plans.
Okay.
Another 18% said that they'll miss it, but they wish they could witness it.
Okay.
And 14% of people said that they have no plans to see it and are not interested at all. Even if they if it was passing over their home, there are a lot of old folks in the category. Younger people are more interested in checking it out.
Wow. How about that?
For older people, they've perhaps already witnessed one.
That's true.
This was mainly about the total eclipse, which will arc from Texas around Indiana and Ohio, then end up in Maine. Mm-hmm. But a partial eclipse will happen through the continental U.S. along with most of Mexico and Canada.
Mm.
So when you see the coverage of this, Over the last couple of weeks, maybe even the last month, you would think every single person in America wants to experience this and see this. Right. Now, we know that's not the case with things usually. You know, it's a case-by-case basis. But I do think that there's... yes, it's an event, only happens every 20 years. There's that. There is the 24/7 news cycle that you have to fill. Mm-hmm. I understand all of that. I think that just as a society, everybody understands what a heavy year this is. And we, as just a society, are desperate and loving anything that we can talk about that has nothing to do with politics or divisiveness. Mm-hmm. Like, the biggest divisiveness about this is, do you want to see it or not?
Yeah, right.
You know, and nobody's losing their mind of, how dare you not care about the eclipse? You're not a true American. You don't care about it. You know, and all this blah, 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 you know, yep. BS and all that, yeah. And everything. Mm-hmm. I think that that's a gigantic reason of why mm-hmm. so many people are talking about this and paying attention to it. It's something that is not, you know, there's no drama to mm-hmm. it. Is anybody else just, I mean, it's not even close to November yet, and I'm already tired of the drama. Like, and it's so played out, too, mm-hmm. the political game. Every one of us can predict how this year was going to go. And so far, right to script.
Yep.
It's so lame, you know? And we just take it year after year. Every 4 years, we put up with this. And it's the same lameness. They pitch a good game to us, or the other guy, you know, whines about the other guy, and whine, blah, blah, blah. It's the same damn thing every mm-hmm. time. And so, look, we got something else to talk about. Oh, thank God. Let's talk about the eclipse.
Well, and it's one of those things that everyone experiences, too, you know, and right. I think that has something to do with it. If you want to look on the, you know, the brighter side, I think you're right, though, James. I mean, I honestly think you are absolutely correct that searching for anything else to divert our attention. But the fact that it's a rarer event and something like that, and it's something everyone can experience at the same time, yeah. I think that has something to do with it, too.
Absolutely. It could be more than one thing, and I agree. Yeah. I think that 100%. That's part of it, too, is us having a mutual experience, which is a reminder to all of us in this divisive year that we have more in common than not, and the only people trying to convince you otherwise are people that have something to gain.
They've got an agenda.
How about this one, though? This is interesting and important. Slow down and be extra careful on the roads today, especially before and after the eclipse.
Okay.
A study found that there was a brief but significant 31% jump in accidents surrounding the big eclipse in 17.
Wow.
That translates to an extra crash every 25 minutes and one additional fatality every 95. Ooh. Most of those crashes probably weren't caused by the eclipse itself. Nope. They think it had more to do with all the extra traffic that is around. And here are five other main factors. People driving unfamiliar routes, people speeding to get to their viewing area on time, drivers getting distracted by the eclipse itself, pedestrians viewing the eclipse from side of the road, and more drunk drivers because of eclipse-related celebrations.
Oh, dude.
Knuckleheads.
Yeah, man. Anyway.
There could be even more crashes this time, especially around the path of totality stretching from Texas to Maine. More people are within driving distance this time. Half of Americans live within 200 miles of it.
Oh, wow. Wow. How about that?
Mm.
That's impressive.
You know, I remember the last one we had. I was in North Dakota at the time, and we were in the path of totality, if I remember correctly. Mm. So I was that was at a dark time in my life when I was delivering food. So that's what I was doing during the eclipse. And I remember actually stopping because I didn't have anything, you know, at the moment. So I just stopped and kind of just, you know, got out of my car and kind of waited it out because it was, you know, made the light was cool and interesting and that kind of stuff.
I would too.
And I didn't feel like, I was like, I'd rather not drive now. So, yeah.
Well, they say you need to turn your headlights on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
It needs to be dark enough,
Because it's suddenly dark.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's a pretty interesting situation and one of those ones too where we're as Seth was saying before, it's something that we all share in common, and it's important to keep in mind that we're all going to be in that situation. So look out for each other, be good to each other, and keep an eye out on those roads.
Stay safe.
If you want to experience it, just stop your car somewhere. Don't try to do it while you're driving, please. It's very distracting.
Wear eclipse glasses while you're driving.
No,
do it. It's not safe.
And there is no, pair of sunglasses that is going to work that are not eclipse, you know.
Exactly.
I know that one of the ways that they do this is to put a flashlight on the back end of the glasses, and if any light comes through, those are not safe.
Right. A testing way to do. Yes, exactly.
There is on NASA.com or whatever the NASA website is, there is a way to make do-it-yourself viewer for the eclipse.
Yeah, yeah.
Basically, you're looking at the reflection of it. Mm-hmm. So you have to look through at a white piece of paper in a box through a pinhole facing with the eclipse behind you.
I think I remember doing this in like school. A physics class when I was in school building one of those things. Yeah.
I loved it. I remember it. It was one of those projects where I did it good. Like I really wanted to see that thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not safe to look directly at it. No. Fortunately, our school district in Wisconsin Rapids, at least I know the 4K kids brought home eclipse viewing glasses.
Oh, cool.
So they all got them in class.
Melissa was smart and nice enough to put that in her news breaks.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
When we'll get this again in our good stories of the day, but I did want to get it out there one more time, and since she set us up so well. The moon will cover almost 85% of the sun during an eclipse today, and the eclipse will begin about 12:52, reach its maximum at 2:05, and end around 3:19. Wisconsin Rapids Public School staff members and students from Lincoln High School will host an eclipse viewing event for interested community members at the Southwood County Community Recreation Center, which is just south of the high school campus, located at 1801 16th Street South, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Several different projection methods will be set up to view the eclipse safely, cool. And there will be a limited number of eclipse viewing glasses available as well. Questions may be directed to District Science Coordinator Dave Bergerson at 715-424-6721, 424-6721. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and check that great event out today, everybody.
I did want to add this because I just found out about it on Over the Back Fence on Saturday. The library is also doing a viewing event. It starts at 12:30. There it goes to about 3:30.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
Send a shout out to all of our friends in the Wisconsin Rapids Public School District, mm-hmm. and of course our friends over at McMillan.
Yes.
Let's wrap up with a good story of the morn. We got a couple of them for you today. This is a good one, and it involves a Midwesterner. An Illinois man did 26,100 squats in 24 hours to break a Guinness World Record and raise money for charity. Tony Piriano of Decatur aimed to break the record of 25,000 squats in 24 hours, which was set by Rhode Island man Joe Reverdies in 2020.
I'm sorry, dude. It's the way you said it. It's the way you said it. Piriano. It's Piriano.
I heard it, too, I'm like, oh, it's so unprofessional. It's so unprofessional.
You just went back home for a minute there. That's all.
Piriano surpassed Ravardi's total as well as his own goal of 26,000 squats. But, but video of his attempt must still be reviewed by Guinness World Records.
Of course.
He started his squats around 5 a.m. Thursday and ended his attempt at 5 a.m. on Friday.
Jeez.
He took 30-second breaks after each set of 22 and some longer breaks peppered in to make sure he had energy for the long haul.
Yeah.
Oofta.
And this is cool and all, and it's a world record, Guinness record possibly, and everything. But why are we talking about it? Well, because the record attempt raised money for the Marion County Horizon Center of Decatur in Mount Zion, which provides housing, employment opportunities, and other resources for adults with development disabilities.
Awesome.
That is wonderful.
Excellent, excellent.
We have a similar organization here with our ODC, and we say good morning and shout out to our ODC. And you've heard me on the air and you've heard them with us on Midday Magazine. I have some personal ties to ODC. I care very much about that organization and what they do. And because of that, I want to do a Guinness record like this to raise money and awareness for them. I will get back to you.
I thought he had an idea. I was starting to
formulating the idea.
I was getting scared there for a minute.
Because honestly, I read this and it was my first thought. Well, we should do something like this for the ODC. This is a really good idea. Piggyback off this. Mm-hmm. We could also, mention, hey, we got inspired by him, so we'd be giving credit and maybe raising some awareness for his organization as well and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I got thinking about at 47, what can I do? For 24 hours.
Oh, God.
I'm not even sure if I could breathe for 24 hours.
Oh,
that
boy.
Man must have legs of steel and a heart of gold. Oh, my goodness.
Man.
And he's in good shape. Like, he's in good
I'm
shape.
Sure,
they did
yeah.
a really nice interview with him. He really, and you ain't kidding, Melissa. Heart of gold, this guy.
Yeah.
Like, it really, really does. But it also makes you, like, really also appreciate, being in good shape.
Being in good, yes.
Because I'm not in horrible shape, but I ain't in that kind of shape.
Yep.
That's a big difference. That's a big difference.
Squats are hard.
They are.
Send me your ideas, and we'll picture it around. We'll start thinking about it.
This is going to happen someday. It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Shake my head.
We will for now, though, we'll go ahead and take a time out. Be listening, everybody. Coming up at the 9 o'clock hour, the kitchen's open. Going to kick off our 9 o'clock hour along with Melissa, Seth, and James on The Morning Show here at WFHR.